Lalit Tevis, Friday the 26th of December, Rav Avraham Fortum, Parshas Vayigash.
Standing up on such a high beam here in front of auspicious collection of people. The Sedra starts off right in the middle of the story, really. There we are, it's a bit of a cliffhanger. It's all about the plot of the Gavia. And Yomin has just been accused and going to be taken in, and then Mayiga Shelob Yehuda steps forward to try and save the situation, and eventually Yosef identifies himself and gives himself up. One of the most difficult things for a person to bear is being insulted. Shalmi says it's harder to bear emotional pain than it is to bear physical pain. Pain inside your heart, emotional pain, is deeper in a sense, and more hurtful than physical pain. Person feels that their honor has been pricked, and their image has been changed, and it works them up, and they can't get over it. So we are advised, as I'll advise us, not to retort and not to answer back. But it's a very hard thing to do. Try to bite your lip and to say nothing. But in the course of time, sometimes you can get caught unawares and the insult's a bit too hurtful. And even biting your lip, it's just uncontrolled and it just comes out by itself, so to speak. And you retort and you might say something which later you come to regret. So it needs a new mindset. It's not good enough just to bite your lip, bite your tongue and say nothing. It needs a whole new mindset. And there's basically a two-pronged approach, which you can't just have with your breakfast. It's something which needs to be worked upon. One of them is anova, that your self-image, what you think of yourself, would help to be able to bear insults. So if a person doesn't think much of himself, he has a reasonable opinion of himself and not too arrogant and too proud, then when the insults are hurled at him, he just can duck a little bit. He's in any case not too arrogant too tall, and the insults might just fly over his head. That's one thing. And when we daven Shemone Esrei, at the end of Shemone Esrei, we say, V'lim kalalai nafshi sidoim. Anybody who curses me or insults me, my soul should remain silent. How do you do that? It takes years of work. The answer is, V'nafshi ke'ofa la'koil tiyeh. If you feel very small, you feel like the dust on the earth, on the floor, the dust underneath the mat, the doormat, if that's how you feel about yourself, you're unlikely to get too hurt, and therefore you can do nafshi, limkala nafshi sidoim by V'nafshi ke'ofa la'koil tiyeh. The other thing is to have a very strong emunah that everything that comes our way is really stent min hashamayim. There's no unit of pain which a person receives down here which hasn't already been announced upstairs in heaven. Mora says in Chulin, Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Ein Odom Noike Fetzboa Milmato Elohim Kemachrizim Alob Milmalo. The person knocks their finger down here, and there was already a hachroza, there was already an announcement in heaven whereby it was said that this person was going to suffer this unit of pain. So to absorb this and to realize this, that everything that comes our way has been already announced in heaven, then you're less likely to get angry with the person, the perpetrator, the person who may have said or hurt you, because this hurt was going to come one way or another. It wouldn't come through him, come through somebody else. We might have to suffer some other similar pain as a kapora or whatever it is. So those two things then, there's anova and there's emuna. Anova and emuna would help a person to be able to restrain themselves and not answer back. Remember when Shimi ben Gera gave the klolo nimretzes to David HaMelech, a grievous curse to David HaMelech, and all David HaMelech's assistants and officers said that he should act straight away, and his response was, Elekim omaloi kaleo. Don't do anything because this curse has come my way from heaven. It's not just from Shimi ben Gera, he's just the in-between person. He's the stick, but not the striker. The person who's striking with the stick is Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. So, how can we build ourselves up to be able to cope with the ups and downs of life, the insults which are hurled at us, the things which prick our honor, and so on? So, realizing what the benefits are of being able to be soivel elboin, which means to absorb insults and ride over them, in order to be able to do so, if one would realize all the benefits that come through being soivel elboin, of which there are seven, we'll see how many we can get through this morning, seven benefits, if you realize these benefits, it helps and smooths the way in order not to be hurt and not to be insulted and not to feel angry and not to have a negative response. The first one is the Sefer Toma Devaira discusses in his Siman Aleph that the Malachim called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Melech Olov, the King of Forbearance, because every time we do an Avera, we upset the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we insult him in the sense that he's given us the gifts with which we're doing the Avera. Whether it's our energy, whether it's our physical energy, whether it's our mouth, whatever it might be, the koiches that we use to do the Averas are the very gifts which the Kodesh Baruch has given us. And we, so to speak, throw mud back and say and do Averas with those self-same koiches. So, it just like the Kodesh Baruch himself puts up with this, and he still continues and gives us the gifts, whereas he could really just dry them up straight away, and he continues to give us the gift. So we too should emulate him and adopt that midah as well. And it's not just a fine inyan, the Sefer Chinuch counts for Olachta Bidrochov as a mitzvah, number 611, and what is into numbers over here. So mitzvah Tov Reish Yud Aleph in the Sefer Chinuch is to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah for Olachta Bidrochov, as the Gemara teaches us in two places in Bavli anyway. One is in Shabbos Tuf Namah Gimel, Abba Shol learns that Ba'an Behu, we should understand as Aniva Hu that we should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ahu Racham V'Chanon Af Ato Hiye Racham V'Chanon. And the other more is in Soto Yud Dalet, where Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina says that how do we understand Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu? How are you supposed to walk behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Surely is a Eish Oichla Elo. What it means is, you won't get burnt by walking behind the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means to follow in his ways, ma'ahu mal b'sharumim, ma'af ato al b'sharumim, etc. So this is a mitzvah. So you've scored in emulating Kodesh Baruch Hu. You've actually scored in performing a mitzvah as well. The second benefit, I'm going to watch the clock all the time because it's a nice list of seven. The second thing is that by being able to ride over insults, you actually become a friend of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it says Shloisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Oyhavon. There are three people that Kodesh Baruch Hu is very fond of, and he counts them as his friends: Misheinu Koyes, Misheinu Mishtakeh, and Misheinu Mamid Al Midoiso. Somebody who never gets drunk, somebody who never gets angry, and somebody who doesn't retort when he's insulted. What do those three things have in common? Not getting drunk, not getting angry, and not paying somebody back when they insult you. What they have in common is as follows: that you're never masiyef das from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. You're always aware that Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world, and it's right in front of you. Right, Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi, all the time. somebody who sometimes prays, sometimes gets angry, so you lose it for a minute. You lose the fact that the Prabhupada's running the world. You just you lose your personality temporarily when you get angry. Same thing when you get shikha. When you get shikha intoxicated and you don't really know what's going on around you. You're not aware. You think the things happen by themselves. You forget there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. Misha'enu in Mishtake, Misha'enu Koyes, never forgets Rabbeinu Shalom. It's no wonder that Prabhupada counts him as a friend. What's a friend? A friend is somebody, it doesn't matter how far away you are from him, you always think about him, you always have him in mind, and you always care. It doesn't matter how far. So a person who doesn't get drunk and who doesn't get angry is always aware of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu counts him as a friend. And Misha'enu Ma'amid al-Midoitzah, somebody who doesn't pay back to those who insult him, it's the same thing. I'm never Masiyah Das from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. I know why I got insulted. I'm not sure why I got this insult. I'm not sure why this person did it, but I know it came from heaven. It came from Rabbeinu Shalom. And Rabbeinu Shalom treasures that recognition. And also, you have exercised the Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah of Soivel Elbaim, because Kodesh Baruch Hu has to put up with all these insults all the time. So by you putting up with the insults, you emulate Hashem's midah. So that's another reason why he counts you as a friend. And the Gemara, which comes three times, we'll just quote Gittin Lama Bava Medbeis, it comes also in Shabbos and in Yuma, people who tend to get insulted but don't insult others. When they hear their insults, they don't respond. They serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu contentedly, and they're perfectly content to receive Yisurim in whichever form they come, whichever shape they come. These are the great friends, beloved friends of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you can imagine what a benefit and advantage and a privilege it is to be counted as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's friend. There's a story which has been told a few times, and it's in the Touched by a Story, Volume 2, by Rabbi Spiro. It's quite well known about a couple who'd been married 22 years, and they went to Chaim Kanievsky to receive a brocha and to get some help. And he asked them what help they've already had, medical help and so on, and he was very sympathetic. And he heard their whole story, and he intimated to them that sometimes there isn't always a solution. So they were very downcast, and they expressed to Chaim Kanievsky that they're not prepared to go home with that answer, that sometimes it just doesn't happen, and not every couple can have children. So he thinks, and he says, maybe, just maybe, if you get a brocha from somebody who's a Mavi al Midoiso, that might help. So they settled down in Bnei Barak, this couple, and they were present 2 years later at a bar mitzvah, and there was a very angry woman there who came, and she poured out a whole tirade of insults to another lady who moved in to the flat where she was thrown out of. And she piled it up, a nice tall pile of insults and so on. And the listener, who's the lady who hadn't had any children, she managed to intimate to this lady who was getting insulted not to answer back, right? Just to listen to it all. And then afterwards she approached her and she said, perhaps you could give me a brocha, because somebody who's Mavi al Midoiso, if you could give me a brocha. As Reb Chaim had indicated. So she got her brocha, and she got a child later, a male child, and that was after 24 and a half years being married. So the pshat in the story, as I see it, is that being a friend of a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you connection. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu's friend, Shloisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Oyeva. If you're a friend, it means you have connections. A Kodesh Baruch Hu counts you as a friend. So if you turn around and you give somebody a brocha to someone, Kodesh Baruch Hu is listening, said, there's my friend, he's giving somebody a brocha. So I'll try and see that through for him. So that's a great privilege and a great badge to walk around with, to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's friend. Then the Gemara, they said, we're moving to number three now. Plenty of time. So number three, the advantage number three, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Toivei the Shoma Va'adish Kalfua Vishte Mea. Somebody who can hear a nasty remark and not answer. Tovid is shoma va'adish. He hears and he's adish, which means he's indifferent. He just ignores it. Kalfua bishtei mea. 100 troubles will have been avoided by the fact that you don't answer back. So 100 troubles. That's well a good investment. You know, to bite your tongue and not answer back and not get too insulted. To save 100 troubles is a very good investment. Also, of course, Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Omar Rava Kala Mavi Al Midoisa Mavir and Loyal Kol Peshov, Shenema Noise Oven Boiva Al Pesha, Lami Noise Oven Amisha Oiva Al Pesha. A person who is able to be Mavi Al Midoisa, which Rashi defines as Eino Medaktik, Limdoid Midoid Misha Mitzari Moisa, that you don't pay back people who hurt you and who upset you, then your sins get left to the side, to put it like that. Rashi says, it doesn't necessarily mean you've been forgiven and you've had a kapara for all your sins, but midasadim manichosam voileches, midasadim leaves it to the side. And then the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Huna Bar Avi Yeshua, who was feeling very ill, and Rav Chofa went to visit him, and it looked like it was all over, and Rav Chofa indicated to the Rebbe Kadisha that they should start operations. And then, he's come back. Rav Chofa has come back to life. Rav Chofa was quite embarrassed going to see him. And in the end, they asked him what happened. He says, yeah, Nick Masal I Misa, I was already supposed to die. And they said in the heavenly court that, however, since he's not a person who pays back people who upset him, we too, we will all, we're going to let him off. And he came down and lived longer. So you'll get your sins forgiven by being Mavi Al Medoisa. That's benefit number 4. And also, sometimes, possibly, your life could be extended, because Rav Huna Bar Yeshua's life was extended. And there's also the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, about when the Malach HaMoves Shliach made a mistake and took the wrong Miriam. He was supposed to take Miriam the hairdresser and took Miriam the nursery teacher. So, there's places there a bit in Yonah Diyom about who this Miriam Magdala Seher Mishiah was. The Gemara goes on to say, so what did you do with the spare years? Because you took somebody away early, so you were left with a balance of a few spare years. What do you do with them? So he said that the Shliach of Malach HaMoves, or the Malach HaMoves, said to Rabbi Bar Avaya, he said to him, well, we look around for a Tzurba Mirabonon who is Mavi Al Midoisov, who doesn't pay back people when he gets insulted, and we give them spare years. So it's another raya that you can possibly extend your life. It's still number 5, that your life could possibly be extended. Then the Igeres HaGrol, the famous Igeres HaGrol, which says, every moment, the person holds back his mouth. That a person who's able to restrain himself under provocation and doesn't speak, he will be zoicha to the Oir HaGolus. So besides the schar which you're getting here, you're getting your sins forgiven, and your troubles are avoided, you also get the super light in heaven, and then we've already mentioned that you may have a koyach to be able to give brachas to other people because you're counted as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's friend. So now, that's the list of benefits. Now there's one type of insult which is worse than other insults. One of the worst you could possibly get is where somebody accuses you of something nasty, which really wasn't you at all, and you've never done it. You don't know how the rumor spread. You don't know how people have come to such a conclusion. But you've been accused of something which you never did. So the Gemara says in Brachos, first of all, that you do have to find a way of clearing your name. So just to say, to remain silent, is not quite the full answer as to what to do if somebody's accused you of something which you never did. You would have to find a way, perhaps not instantly, but to clear your name and to make a clear statement. Whereas in Brachos, You have to make quite clear that you're not the perpetrator of what went on. And just looking for a moment at the accuser has no right to accuse somebody for something which he has no ground. And he would have to be mafias him, give him a bracha, and so on. That's on the one hand. That's the person who gave the insult. But what about the person who's receiving this terrible insult of having been accused of something which he never really did? Now, to help to understand this, Gemara says in Shabbos Kupya Ches on the base, it's talking about people wishing for what sort of place they're going to get in Gan Eden. For example, Omer Yosi, hey, chelki me misfalim in dimdumei chamo, or people who daven ornates, I'd like my chelik to be somebody who collapses on the way to doing a mitzvah, connected to the previous speech. And so on the end of this list, Omer Rav Yosi, hey, chelki me misha choshtin oisaveim boy, I'd like my chelik in Gan Eden to be somebody who was accused of something and they never even did it. Very startling Gemara. Omer Rav Papa was very proud to say, I was accused of something, but I didn't even do it. And they put themselves on the list there if they want to earn the schar. They would like to sit with such people in Gan Eden because obviously it sounds like the schar is incredible. So there's a maral over here, quite an eye-opening maral, and a very beautiful maral to remember. And it says like this. He says, we know that, it's on this Gemara, yeah, in Shabbos Kufi Festival Day. So he says, we know that if somebody did something wrong and they were misbayish, then they get kapara for it. You get kapara. The busha itself is like the punishment and the kapara, and it helps to wipe out the sin which you've done. And that's if you did do it. So imagine if you didn't do the sin and you're misbayish. So what happens to that busha? Well, then you get credit. You get positive credit. I have to read it to you. I'm sorry. I'm going to read it out of the text here. If somebody puts you to shame and you did do wrong, then then the busha is a kapar of what you did. Then there's going to be a positive schar for that karpa and that busha if you didn't do anything wrong. And that's kept in store. What's my right? Says Maral from the Soita. Because the Soita, if she's cleared, she drank the water and she's cleared, then it says Venitzov and Israel Zara. So she gets schar, although she's a dubious character and she shouldn't go into the situation in the first place. But the whole bizoyim that she went through and had to drink the water and the whole gallery there and all the rest of it, so that adds up as a positive. And then she's going to get schar, she's going to get special children. So kach misha nechshav shelo kedin v'kibul bizoyim, Hashem Yisborach noisen lekovod bo el mavor, it's got amazing schar heaped up for him in the future. The Baal HaTorah brings in Lech Lecha, I start speaking a bit quicker now, I only got 4 minutes left. The Baal HaTorah in Lech Lecha, he brings from his father, from the Rosh, that on the Pasuk Vehemim Bashem Vayachshaveh Lo Yitzadoka, the 3 times in Tanakh it says Vayachshaveh. Vayachshaveh Eli Lishikoira, when the Chana was davening, the Eli HaKoyen thought that she was Shikha. When Yehuda passed Tomo, he thought she was a Zoyna, and she'd been hanging around. And afterwards, he thought she'd been hanging around in the wrong places with the wrong people. And the third one is here in Lech Lecha, Vayachshaveh Aloy Tzedokah, says the Rosh. He says these two people, Tomo and Chana, they were accused of things which they had not done. Tomo had not been the Zana, and nor had Chana been drinking. So they both got enormous schar. Hainu Dom Rav Yosi, this is Baal HaTorah Shem Barosh. Hainu Dom Rav Yosi, Hechelki, Misha Choshti Moisa Ve'enboi, Shari Tomo, Vishgul Shef Koshti Yehuda, Zops of Vyotzmen of Peretz Vezerach, who were the fathers of kings and the Shalcheles and Mashiach and Nevi'im and everything. So Tomo was the mother of these great people, partly as a schar for having been accused of something she didn't actually do. And also, she was a Chana v'zoicha, Chana v'shul shechoshka eli, zachs of Yatsum men of Shmuel. She had an amazing child of Shmuel. The Rosh says that's because they were nechshal and they hadn't done it. And so the third way, Yachshaveh lo yitzdaka, that these two Yachshaveh's will be reckoned for them with tzedakah, which means that they'll get special schar for it. Now, coming home to our own parsha, how was Binyamin feeling when the Gavia was found in his possession, or in his bag? So the Medrash Tanchuma says that they were beating him up, his brothers were beating him, Hoyoyimdim, or Mechabtim, Binyamin al Kasefo. They were bashing him on his shoulders, the Oymrim were saying to him, Gamva Barad, the Gamvasa, Beishtanu. You're the Dana, the son of your mother, who was also a Dana, she took the trophim, and you got the Gavia. Then he Mecho Ato, Tak Bisho Mecho Sabinu, your mother put our father to shame, and now you put us to shame. Very nice indeed. And they beat him on the shoulders for that. Now, what had he done? Absolutely no guilt at all for the Gavia being found in his bag. So what is he? He's a Nechshel Gadol of something that he didn't do. So do you know how the Medrash finishes off? Medrash Tanchuma, Bishvil Oison Amakwe Shehiku Seifo, Zofa Shetisha Shkina Bein Seifo. As a result of that, it says, Choyche Balok Kala Yoyim, in the thing of Zayis of Rachel, Vein Kaseifo Shochein, that the Beis HaMidrash rested there. Because, remaining silent under that situation, which Binyamin did, that he didn't retort, and he stayed silent, as was his family mark, shall we say, family mark of honor, that they would be able to remain silent under all situations and conditions. As Baruch Hu did in Binyamin, and Gemara and Megillah lists out all those who remained silent at the time of difficulty and stress and provocation. So Binyamin remained silent under all that, even though they were beating him. And he was Nechshav, and he was Chesed, which is our theme tonight. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the biggest schar, which was that the Beis HaMikdash should be built in his portion, being safe of shopping. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us, and we should soon be able to master this middah and to see the Beis HaMikdash.